Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Planes, trains, automobiles and ferries. With summer holidays looming, we might be heading away for a break. But if we're travelling with a family pet, how do we prepare our dogs for a long journey? Perhaps you have a dog that gets car sick or you're worried about heat stroke or sunburn. Well, on tomorrow's show, I'll be joined by dog behaviourist Kathleen Murray with lots of hints and tips. So if you have a question on dogs and travel or summer safety, do email us todaycb@rte.ie. She'll also discuss leaving them at home, so you don't have to worry about any of those things. Any questions for Kathleen, do get them into us now. The Republic of Ireland take on Ukraine tonight at the Aviva in the UEFA Nations League, with Stephen Kenny's men looking to bounce back from that shocking defeat to Armenia at the weekend. Ukraine, on the other hand, are still bruised following their loss on Sunday to Wales, and that ended their World Cup qualification dreams. And to preview the game, I'm joined on the line by Ken Early, co-presenter of the Second Captains podcast. Ken, good morning to you.
Morning, Claire.
Shocking defeat to Armenia. Do you agree?
If I describe it as shocking, I mean, I wish I could agree with the description of shocking. I mean, it was disappointing. It was definitely a game Ireland were expected to win. I mean, Armenia are ranked like 92nd in the world. I mean, Ireland are, what, about 40, 46 or 47? I haven't checked our ranking in a while, but we're definitely above Armenia. So, yeah, we should have won. It's one we would have been expected to win. Are you ever shocked when Ireland lose? We're not at that stage yet.
So you don't expect that much from this team. Is that what you say?
Well, no, the problem is we'd grown to expect a little bit more from the team than we got on Saturday, which is why it was disappointing, really. I mean, does it create a situation where Stephen Kenny is under pressure? I don't think so. I mean, last year you could say he was under pressure because he was coming towards the end of his contract, whereas now he's just recently renewed, so he's sort of contracted up till 2024 now. The issue now is more a question of sort of sustaining confidence in what he's doing. It's hard to sort of sell the narrative of slow and steady progress when you lose games that you're expected to win. And, he'd spoken actually before this game, before the game on Saturday, about, it's a vibrant style of play and the Irish people really identify with the team. And while I think that's true to an extent, I think we're at the point where it's, they're saying show, don't tell. Let's win a game and stop telling everyone how much we identify with the team. Let them just identify with a successful team. That's what I was.
I think that was happening generically. I think there were a couple of exciting performances since Stephen Kenny took over, particularly in the earlier games, where people really felt like they could get behind this team. But now we look at what happened with Armenia and we think, well, we should be beating those guys.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. But I think what he's saying is true. But still, when you start to get a persistent gap between rhetoric and reality, then what happens in between, in the space in between, is mockery. You know what I mean? You need to sort of start winning a game. So I think it creates a bit of pressure on the team to perform. I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Chidozie Agbene, after the game on Saturday, said that we'd been complacent with the ball. And I don't think he meant like we walked into the game thinking, oh, we're going to win easily and didn't make any effort. But it's more the sort of lack of urgency. We've got the ball, but like, let's just pass it around to each other rather than really in a very urgent way saying, okay, how are we going to use this to actually hurt the opposition?
So how then do you think that this will have impacted the team, that defeat to Armenia? Does it burst that bubble a little bit if there was growing self-belief and if the manager is saying, well, the Irish fans really like what we're doing here, and then we lose to Armenia, who are 92nd in the league tables?
Yeah, well, I mean, the fans will obviously get a chance to show their appreciation to teams like, is actually going to be at this game. The other one was, six hours flying away. There's going to be a lot more Irish fans at this game. I think from the point of view of our team, it's good to have a run of games in a row, not least because a lot of our players haven't played that much football recently. They've been sort of out of their club teams. When you do lose a game like that, it's good to have a chance to quickly play again and sort of move on and forget about it. And if they do manage to win tonight, then I'm sure no one is going to be talking about Armenia. No one really wants to relive that experience.
Do you think that this is an opportunity, though, tonight for Stephen Kenny to change it up a little bit? He doesn't have Seamus Coleman, we know, but it could be a good chance for some people we haven't seen much of, like Jason Knight, for example.
Yeah, I think Jason and I will probably play. I wouldn't expect him to change it too much from last game. Kelvin will obviously come out, so he's mentioned Cyrus Christie and Festi Obaseli as the players he might come in there. Maybe James McLean on the other side might come in for Enda Stevens. I don't think he'll change too much else, so maybe Knight for Parrott. I mean, Knight has, to my mind, whenever he's played, looks like he should be starting. So I think that will be a welcome change. Well, it will be welcome to see him in the team. So, it's a chance to show that was just a blip out there.
What's Ukraine up to? They're putting out a second string team, are they? Because they've had those two tough matches.
Well, you know, they lost this huge game on Sunday night against Wales, which was for the World Cup. So normally the pattern would be, well, we've lost this huge game and it's difficult to get excited about some little Nations League game 3 days later. Obviously, though, the circumstances for Ukraine are pretty different. I mean, this is Ireland's first match it's the first time Ireland will have played Ukraine. The men's team, the women's team has played Ukraine before, but the first time Ireland has played Ukraine. Next week is going to be the second time because we're playing them again in Łódź. If the Russian president gets his way, that will be the last time that we play Ukraine. You know, this is the idea is that this team will no longer exist. I mean, football is obviously a focus of nationalism in Ukraine. You know, the Azov Battalion you hear so much about actually has its roots in the sort of football scene, like the medalist Kharkiv team, you know, sort of football hooligans sort of provided some of the base for that regiment they formed 8 years ago. These guys who are playing for the Ukraine national team now, they don't know how many more chances they're going to get to represent their country. You know, the Ukrainian people is going to continue to exist, but the Ukrainian state might not, is imperiled, and the team might not. So, you know, I think the usual sort of calculus about, well, you know, do we really want to play Nations League? You know, we should be on holidays kind of thing. It's a completely different situation that Ukraine are in. So even though it is expected to be a second team, you know, because of the exhaustion and injury of a number of players who played just on Sunday evening, you can imagine that it will be a highly motivated team eager mm-hmm. to do well. I mean, these are guys who have the privilege of representing their country as sportsmen abroad, knowing that a lot of men their age in their country are fighting the Russian army. So
yeah, I was reading that quote from the midfielder Serhii Sidorchuk saying it's not difficult to get fired up for this game. This is the game tonight, because when you get feedback from Ukraine, when you know that soldiers watch our games in trenches and that people are following us under the bombs, it gives us enormous strength and enormous inspiration. So like you say, the usual rules do not apply here when it comes to motivation and will to win.
Well, the chance to represent the country is precious, and there may not be many more chances. So, I mean, it's cheap then to say, well, a tough night, therefore a prospect for Stephen Kenny's Ireland. But, you know, it's an extraordinary situation that this team are in, you know, and I do hope that they get some appreciation. I'm sure they will get appreciation from the crowd at Lansdowne, which isn't to say that the Irish team, you know, should just form a guard of honour and sort of applaud the Ukrainians and stand by and let them win the game. I mean, that's not how sport works. I mean, I'm sure the Irish team are going to try and... none of this is really going to matter to them. I'm sure that they're sympathetic to the Ukrainian players and what some of them are have been going through. You know, like Sidorchuk, who spoke about it yesterday, and most of them will have some story like this, and all of them will have family there. I mean, he talked about his family in Zaporizhia. The Russians are 50 kilometers away. You've seen what they've done to some of these cities in eastern Ukraine, so mm-hmm. it's a terrifying situation. So I hope that the Irish crowd does show this team some appreciation, which isn't to say that the Irish team should stand aside and let them win, because that would defeat the purpose of playing a football match.
All right, well, it'll be an interesting one to watch, to say the least. And Ken, thanks for talking to us about it. Ken Early there, co-presenter of the Second Captains podcast. The match will be shown live tonight on RT2. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. and the kickoff is at 7:45.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.